What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we are going to the phones again. John in Louisiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to another talk show host on RBN here, and he was being serious now. And you might just tell me it's none of my business, but he named three people, and you were one of them. He said it three times, and he was being serious. He said, you subscribe to the Jewish religion. Is that true?
No. I'm actually an atheist. I have Jewish ancestry in my family. Rivero is a Sephardic name. But we haven't been Jewish since Queen Isabella was very rude to my ancestors in 1492.
Okay, well, there's an I wish I remembered his name, but there's another talk show host on your network that's saying you, and I think he said Alex Jones and somebody else. I don't know who else he said. He said it about three times, real serious, like. So you might want to check it out.
I really don't care. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I could care less.
Well, he's lying. See, that's...
Well, look, he could just be mistaken, but no, the reality is I'm an atheist, and I mean, my first wife was Jewish. I've had a lot of Jewish friends, but no, I don't follow any religion, but people get confused when I say that I do have Jewish ancestry on the paternal line of the family.
Oh, I see. Maybe that's what's confused. And Alex Jones' wife, I think she was, so maybe that's what. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, actually, in the Jewish faith, if your wife is Jewish, then you are Jewish. Fortunately,
The
divorce, I went back to being something else. But
all
I never
right.
let them hear me with
Thank
that
you.
Knife. All right, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much here. All right, now then, more serious note here. I have to confess, I am at a loss over what seems to be an exploding problem of adults having sexual relations with children. Now, maybe it's one of those things that's been going on all along and was just kept hidden. In fact, if you remember that wonderful movie, The Spotlight, where they were talking about this newspaper that wanted to blow open the scandal of Catholic clergy sexually molesting children. Everyone was saying, oh, you can't do that. It's the church. You can't do that. We're all going to go down to the dark regions and burn if you do the story. And maybe it's something that's been going on all along, and we just didn't see it. But again, in the age of the internet and the independent media, it does seem to be out there. Or maybe it's because more people are taking these prescription antidepressants that interfere with their impulse control. But apparently down in Texas, they've had to investigate 159 cases of educator-student sex. Over 80 cases just since January. 46% of the people were charged with a crime. And there are two issues at work there. First of all, when you do something like that to a child, it's more than just the sex. You're stealing their youth from them. You're forcing them to grow up and see the world as it really is. And I think children ought to be allowed to remain children for as long as they can, because losing your innocence is a one-way street. You don't get to go back. It's like when you were told there's no such thing as Santa Claus. You can't go back to believing it. That's one issue. And the other issue I have is that from my point of view, children are to be taught science to, encouraged in the arts and music. And I don't know what's really going on there, but apparently it's an issue. We were talking yesterday where there's a rumor, and it is a rumor, let's emphasize rumor with a capital room, that the reason Donald Trump has done his sudden 180 is that when he was down at Jeff Epstein's little pleasure palace in the Caribbean, he got caught on videotape doing something really icky, and they're saying, go along with the war agenda, or we'll just broadcast this all over the corporate media. And I have to wonder at how anybody, first of all, getting over the idea that they're even engaging in that kind of behavior, going down to Epstein's island, knowing that it just has to be wired with microphones and cameras everywhere, and you look at all the people who have gone down there, like Trump and Bill Clinton and one of the princes, I forget which one, and I don't really care. And then there's that issue of being an educator or a teacher, which is a position of trust. And by engaging in that behavior, you're betraying that trust. When you're an educator, you're there to educate. And that's your job. And you shouldn't be doing anything else. So, like I said, maybe it's because more and more people are on these prescription antidepressants. And because there is an issue there. But it's being covered up, like vaccine damage and GMO damage and the rest of it here. Now, here's the positive story. This is happening over in Arkansas. There was a case where a police officer shot and killed an unarmed teenager, 15-year-old boy, back in 2012. And the family took the case to court. And the court ruled that the police officer himself is personally financially liable for the $415,000 settlement. And I think it's high time. It's a wonderful precedent. Because up until recently, police who go on out and they shoot a dog and they shoot a kid and they flashbang a baby or they tase somebody to death, there's a lawsuit that taxpayers are forced to pay for it. And the cops are just free to go on behaving the way they are. And this has set a legal precedent where those who are wrongfully harmed by the police can cite this case as a precedent saying you make that officer personally liable. Now, for those who just want the money, they're going to go along with suing whoever's got the money, which is going to be the government and the taxpayer. But for those who genuinely want to rein in abusive police, now they have a court precedent that says you, the police officer who did this, are civilly liable, not the taxpayer. So I think if this starts to spread, if cops know that they can be held personally, financially liable, they're not going to be quite so ready to pull the trigger without making sure their target is a real threat, and that is a good thing. All righty, we're going to go ahead and do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Well, United Airlines can breathe a sigh of relief. They're out of the abuse of passengers' limelight, at least for the moment. Apparently, EasyJet forced a couple off of an overbooked flight with no compensation. Just said, "We're sorry, we're over. We don't have seats for you. We oversold the flight." And the two passengers were on their way to Italy, where they had non-refundable accommodations. They had to arrive on that EasyJet flight, go to their accommodations, have their vacation, come home. And EasyJet basically said to this couple that the next flight to Italy was 4 days later. And so this couple, in addition to not getting compensation for being kicked off the EasyJet flight, are paying for accommodations in Italy they're not using. And you're going to see this kind of abuse of people by corporations when you live under fascism. And that is just an absolute reality. It's an indicator of how weak the American people are against the dynamic duo of government authority and corporate greed. Now then, if you're anywhere near Squaw Valley, the ski resort, it's near Lake Tahoe. Boy, have I got good news for you. They got so much snow this last winter. Squaw Valley is expecting they're going to stay open all year. Normally, during the summer months, the snow would melt and they'd have to shut down because it's really rough on the skis to ski down a mountain of rock. But they've got so much snow. They're saying they're probably going to be able to stay open the entire year. Same thing over at Alpine Meadows. Snow everywhere. And same good news for skiers down south of the equator in New Zealand and Australia. Their ski resorts are opening early. It's still their autumn. They're not quite into winter, and the snow is already piling on up. Boy, remember back in 2000 when the UK Independent ran that banner headline, "Snowfalls are now a thing of the past because Al Gore and the carbon Nazis are saying so." So we get this story out of 12160 where policy advisors are now urging Donald Trump to keep the U.S. in the Paris Accord, the climate accord. Now, Donald Trump during his campaign was saying it's nonsense. And it is nonsense. We know it's nonsense. But Trump's advisors, the neocons, are saying, no, no, you stay in that accord because a global climate authority is one of the foundations of the coming New World Order global government. The New World Order is founded on three pillars. One is human-caused global warming require surrendering of sovereignty to a global environmental authority. The second pillar was a global pandemic requiring the surrendering of your sovereignty to a global health authority. They tried that in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly Flu, which fizzled because the When Pigs Fly Flu turned out to be less severe than the normal seasonal flu. And the third pillar was a global financial crash requiring surrendering your sovereignty to a global private central bank. That one does seem to still be on track. But Trump's aides are out there saying, no, no, you go along with global warming, go along with the peace accord. But now we're getting an update on the story where apparently the Trump aides just abruptly postponed that meeting on whether they were going to stay in the Paris climate deal. Now, Donald Trump pledged to cancel the U.S. participation in that agreement, and maybe he finally decided to show a little backbone and say, I got to keep at least some of my campaign promises or I'm going to be a one-term president. Now, we've been talking a lot about gender identity and it being one of the areas where the New World Order is trying to get us to forget who we are. Along with get rid of the Confederate flag, stop wearing red, white, and blue, blurring all the populations together. And as I jokingly refer to, making us confused as to which bathroom we should be using. And it's being imposed. It's almost being made fashionable to be transgender. So the corporate media is making stars out of people. There's a new Dove commercial with a transgender mother in there. They're becoming stars. It's like something you should want to be. And so we're looking at this article out of Government Slaves where there is a gender clinic and their psychiatrist is saying that most children who claim to identify as transgender are just faking it because of the social pressures. Anyway, let's talk about computers. We were talking the other day about how Congress has basically ended internet privacy and has allowed ISPs to sell your browsing data to whoever wants it. Advertising companies, research companies, blackmailing organizations, whatever. It's for sale. They can have it. And apparently, there's been a big pushback. We do want a certain amount of privacy. And Wisconsin Representative Jim Sensenbrenner came on out and said that we shouldn't worry about privacy on the internet because nobody has to use the internet. If you want to be private, just stop using the internet. And that really sets a new standard for idiocy because that's like saying killing privacy is fine because nobody has to use the telephone. I'm sorry, in this, the 21st century, the internet has become indispensable to our lives and our businesses. And it should have the same privacy rules as the telephone. It is a crime to tap a phone line and listen to other people's conversations. In many states, it's a crime to record a phone conversation, even if one person knows it's being recorded. But no privacy on the internet. Are they trying to kill the internet off? Maybe. But that was a dumb thing to say. You could take it even more absurd things. There shouldn't be any private, you know, if you want privacy, don't write letters to people. You don't have to use the post office. That's how ridiculous this is. And we do have a right to privacy, from the government at least, in the Fourth Amendment. Now, a lot of corporations will abuse the American people under the excuse that the Bill of Rights only constrains the government, and they, private businesses, are allowed to do things the government is not, which is why the government uses so many private companies as contractors to engage in operations that would be forbidden to the United States government under that Bill of Rights. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Facebook announced last Friday that the company had discovered and dismantled a network of fake accounts that had been rising on Facebook over the last 6 months. And basically, they shut all these down and discovered that these accounts were being used to artificially inflate the follower numbers of, among other things, corporate media. And one of the ones that was hit worst was USA Today. And it caused tremendous damage. So, let's see. USA Today lost 5 million followers from its primary Facebook page. 5 million followers. They're cheating. Remember about a month ago, we reported on how it had come on out that the websites of major corporate media were using Chinese botnets to send clicks to their website, to run up their readership numbers, to look relevant. And along the way, of course, they're defrauding their investors. Look, we've got 16 gazillion readers and our ad rates are thus and such. And they're lying and cheating. It's almost like cheating has become socially acceptable, like it's now an accepted part of the American character. And I think that's a loss. Because I grew up in an age where when you said, I am an American, it carried with it certain implicit qualities, including honesty, truthfulness, ethics, morality. And those have all seemed to be chipped away bit by bit in this mad rush for bigger and bigger piles of paper with colored ink all over it. And it is a loss. In many ways, the United States that I thought I knew as a child is already dying. It's a failing empire. Now, there is a new phishing attack out, and it is really very difficult. If you get a security patch on your browser, you might want to install it. In fact, I got hit with this one the other day, and they didn't get anything because there's nothing on this machine to get, but it did mess up my machine. I had to do a complete power down, power up to get it all back. This is affecting Chrome, Firefox, and Opera. And the way the phishing attack works is they can redirect you to a bogus URL, but up in the title bar of the browser, you see the domain of a known and recognized website like Apple, Google, eBay, and others. But you're actually going to a bogus URL where they're carrying out the phishing attack. This is a nasty, nasty system. And hopefully the security experts are going to be able to find a way to plug this one. Meanwhile, I have a solution to all this cybercrime and hacking. We find one cyber criminal, and we crucify them live on national TV or streaming video feed. And if they're in reasonable health, it'll take them a week to die. And I think you do that once, and a lot of the cybercrime is going to kind of start fading away. Not the nation-state stuff, of course, but the script kiddies in the basement of their parents' home with these hacker toolkits that are available on the dark web. That might tone down just a little tiny bit. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, and we will be back after these following commercials.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And following on this new phishing attack, the way it works, and apparently the methodology has been known going all the way back to 2001, is that some letters in other languages are different in terms of their ASCII code, but look identical to English letters. And so these phony domains may look like something in English, but include characters that are actually in a different language and have a different code. So just looking at them, it looks like you're at apple.com, but you're actually looking at a different domain that is taking you to a website that is made to look like apple.com, but is used to plant malware. So that's basically how that is working. Now, apparently, vCenter, the home application, is sending back customer improvement data. In the process, it's opened a remote code execution hole whereby hackers can go on into your home over the net and start playing with your Internet of Things devices. Personally, I think the Internet of Things is a fad, and it will not last. I certainly don't need a networked computer inside my coffee maker. In fact, I don't even have a computer in the coffee maker anymore. I have a copy press. Yes, this room I'm sitting in is all high-tech and computers, and I love my Raspberry Pi and everything, but once I walk out of here, I want my life simple, borderline Luddite. I don't need everything to be computerized. Just something to keep in mind here. Apparently, somebody's out there actually selling ransomware code for $175 just to inflict that. Okay, a while back, I talked about this big scandal in a school district back on the East Coast where the school was issuing laptops to their students, and the laptops had built-in webcams, and the laptops came with software installed that allowed school administrators to access the laptops in the home of the student in their bedroom and activate the webcam to spy on them. And when it was discovered, it created a huge outcry. Apparently, an administrator saw a kid in their room doing something and called them on it, at which point the student and the student's parents realized the only way they could have known was the school was spying on the kid in the room. And you know, kids in their rooms, in what they think is a private circumstance, they do all kinds of things that really they would like to hope are being private. And it was a big stink, but apparently nobody has learned any lessons from that. There's another story from Blacklisted News, which says that students, teachers, administrators, and librarians across the country are now being forced to use school-issued tablets and laptops that use educational cloud services that spy on everything. And according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Spying on Students reports, more than 30 million students, teachers, and administrators are using Google's education suite of software. It's called G Suite for Education. It's being mandated in all these schools, and it is set up to basically spy on all these people and store the information in the cloud. And by the way, I know in theory the cloud sounds wonderful, but once your data is on the cloud, there's no guarantees about it being read by other people. There's no protection whatsoever. And people are not comfortable with that, which is why more and more of the updated modern personal electronics literally try and force you onto the cloud. And I don't want to do that. I want to take responsibility for my backups here. I don't want to go on the cloud because there's too much of a risk. And it's not that I'm doing anything that's illegal. It's just I do have a strong developed sense of privacy. And so should you. They're trying to convince you right now that people who want privacy are somehow wrong or bad. You must have something to hide. No, we're just private people. It's not the government's business if I bought a jelly donut on the way home from work today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got a caller on the line, Nico in Southern California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I called yesterday about peak oil. I had a new question for you.
Sure.
Is there a relationship between, say, like a creditor nation and a debtor nation when they go to war? Is there a history of that? And is there a history of like a common result? Say one side generally wins?
I'm not entirely sure of the context of your question, but generally the side that runs out of money first is generally going to be the side that loses. Usually when two countries go to war, it's assumed that all debt obligations are at least temporarily suspended until the conclusion of the war, at which point the loser of the war incurs the war debt. All countries are plunged into debt by war. That's why banks love them. One of the things that happened in World War One was that all the war debt was assigned to Germany. Germany was forced to pay off the war debt of all the participants, even though the war had actually broken out between Austria-Hungary and Serbia. And the goal there was to prevent Germany from rising as a manufacturing and economic power, because that was the main reason Germany had been ultimately made the target of World War One. Is other countries like Great Britain couldn't compete with them. They were brilliant mechanical engineers. They had factories. They had machine tools, and they wanted to make sure that Germany couldn't rise and become an economic threat to the world. Eventually, Germany did rise when they kicked out their private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles. And then, of course, that set the stage for another world war because the private central bankers just will not tolerate any government creating its own money. But as far as creditor versus debtor nation, basically war kind of wipes the slate clean for the previous debts and imposes new, much larger debts in their place.
Oh, okay. You know, I was thinking that, you know, it looks like we could possibly be picking a fight with China. I think we should be befriending Russia and China so that we could all cooperate on an economic reset. That's just my opinion. But I think a side note there was that I think everybody should listen to or watch or read your article on All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
Yes.
Earlier you did say that something along the lines of economic strife is the midwife of war. Did you say something like that today?
I said economic war is the midwife of real war.
Ah, well, you know, I think that...
Maybe I should write that down.
Yeah, it was really good, Mike. I wanted to actually tell you to write that down because, you know, with all of the talk and everything lately, I've kind of distilled everything, gone back to the economics, which my degree is in economics. And it seems to me that everything kind of starts there. If you follow the money, you're going to find out why the wars happen.
Yes.
So, you know, I also appreciate what you're doing. I think I want to warn everybody against capitulation, even though I think it's a foregone conclusion that everything is going to fall apart economically. I think it's important that everybody understand why, so that as we do reform the nation, we have as many people as possible understand what the problem was so we can keep it from happening again, or at least
Absolutely.
Stave it off for as long as possible.
Absolutely. But, you know, the fact is, your average politician would sell their own mother for a dollar, to quote Aaron Russo. And we fought a revolution to break free of private central banking, and we got sold back into that slavery a little over 100 years ago by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president. And they don't want a reset. They love a world in which we are all their debt slaves, and they don't want that to go away. They want to complete the plan for the entire planet to be turned into a single plantation full of debt slaves.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think that for a few reasons. One of them,
Hello? I think we just lost Nico there. All right. Moving on here, and we kind of knew this was going to happen. The former Federal Election Commission chairwoman, Ann Revell, is saying political speech must be controlled on social media. She was doing a speech at UC Berkeley, as if they didn't have enough problems, calling for regulations against what the government and the corporate media are declaring fake news, meaning us, the truth tellers. Because if there's one thing the independent media has succeeded in doing, we have taken away from the government and the corporate media their ability to lie to the American people with impunity. And they absolutely hate that, and they're trying to find some way they can shut it all down without it becoming a First Amendment test case before the Supreme Court. And they're trying to... We're literally at a war between government media and the independent media. And they're trying to go after our advertisers. They're trying to bankrupt us. In some cases, broadcasters and webmasters have been lured and tricked into taking actions, which can then be subject to a lawsuit. The other side loves to play dirty. They believe it's their divine right, and we have to be very, very careful. But we're now hearing this idea that the First Amendment should only apply to corporate media. And that's not a new idea either. Back in, I think, about 7 years ago, there was actually an attempt to get a court decision saying that freedom of the press and the legal protections for the press should only apply if you had a paycheck from a corporate media outlet. Fortunately, that did not succeed, but that's the way they're thinking. They want Americans to go back to thinking that what comes out of the government spokespeople, what comes out of the corporate media, is automatically the truth to be believed without question, and any other opinions are automatically declared to be fake news, and you should just ignore it. I mean, they're already starting to propagandize kids in grade school to believe what the corporate media tells them and to just not go to any of those other websites out there. Now, here's a little up story, and I love this. I love this. Over in Marietta, Georgia, there's a seventh grader was just doing science experiments. And he's been doing science experiments since he was in the first grade. Obviously, a brilliant child. Should be encouraged. And he basically did a project that discovered evidence that some of the chemicals in green tea may have the potential to fight cancer. And specifically, he tested, you know something? I can't even pronounce this. Epogallocatechin-3-gallate, EGCG. It's an antioxidant in green tea. And he showed it could prevent tumors in planaria. And that is absolutely amazing. Now, of course, big cancer doesn't like that sort of thing to be out there. They don't want easy, inexpensive cancer cures, especially something you could make in your own home. Oh, no, 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 no. You have to have the chemotherapy. You have to have the radiation. And yes, in the long run, they'll make you even sicker. But it makes us a lot of money, and that's all that really matters here. So you can imagine how understandable we find this story coming out of Natural News, where Stanford medical researchers have issued a warning that women are being conned into having mastectomy surgery by doctors who scare them into the operation with false genetic testing results. Why are they needlessly butchering these poor women? Because it makes money. We're making money. Just slice those things off. I got a payment to make on my Porsche. Now, TV and movies have tried to portray doctors as always saints, always wonderful people deserving of your blind trust, just like TV and movies have portrayed the FBI as the good guys. It's not true. Remember that guy got sent to jail last year? Over the course of his career, he had told his perfectly healthy patients they had cancer to sell them chemotherapy and radiation. And in the process, of course, he made them sick. They were perfectly healthy. Oh, you got to have this. And then they got sick. And they threw him in jail, not for causing the illness, not for causing harm, but because he was caught defrauding Medicare. The money was the crime. Forget about what he did to the people. Who cares about it? We got too many people anyway. Go ahead, give them cancer. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Johnny in the People's Republic of California, what is on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this is Johnny, calling from the People's Republic of California. I was out there at the Martin Luther King Park.
That's in Berkeley.
Patriots Day. Yes, up in Berkeley for the Patriots Day free freedom rally. And I was wondering if you got my pictures. You asked me to send you pictures, and I think I sent you some video too. But
when did you send it?
Yesterday.
I'll have to go back and look. I don't think I saw it, but I'll go back and look. I mean, I get so much email. I get 300-400 emails a day, and I really do try and read them all.
Sure.
But I'll go back and look for emails with attachments.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say that, let everybody know that the police, again, stood down, and whatever side the Antifa, the anti-fascists were on, the police were on the opposite side, or in taking back into vans. And I was part of the Oathkeeper security team to protect the event from the Antifa coming inside. And very violent. You know, they were throwing M100s, firecrackers, using...
They were using M100s. I heard about the M80s, the M100s. Those, you can take somebody's finger off with one of those.
Yeah. Everybody was saying M80s, but they weren't. They were M100s, much bigger.
Yes.
So the other thing, too, is that going into the rally, they completely disarmed everybody. You couldn't have flagpoles, knives, pepper spray, anything to protect yourself from these people. But no, they didn't take anything away from Antifa. But on the other hand, we kicked their butts and chased them away from the whole area.
The part that really bothers me about this is all they're screaming about these days is Trump's tax return. I mean, when Trump was first elected, they were out there screaming he was going to be Hitler, he was going to do this, he was going to do that. And now that Trump has been brought on board the war agenda, Antifa seems to be screaming about nothing except Donald Trump's tax return. I got to tell you, I would much rather see Hillary's deleted emails than Donald Trump's tax return.
Well, they were all out there, he's racist. And the first question we ask is, name one thing that he's done that is racist. His whole staff that works for him is of every descent, from his private corporations and as well as his cabinet. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they keep on repeating like parrots, he's racist. I mean, I personally don't agree with everything that he's done, but I went out there for the freedom of speech and to protect freedom of speech. So,
I'm wondering why Antifa are still doing this. Are they being funded? Are they being directed? Is George Soros still dreaming of a color revolution here in the United States of America? Because at this point, this many months into the Trump administration, he is the president, good, bad, or indifferent. He's the president. It almost seems like a complete, total waste of time for these people to still be out there screaming. And I have to wonder what their motive is. And again, because so many of these violent groups turn out to be funded by George Soros, is this just more of his games?
Yeah, I certainly believe. Well, they're very well organized. They're organized by someone, and they have their talking points. It's very, very obvious that they are being directed by someone, and they're being protected by the mayor of Berkeley. So
that's very alarming. And that's one of the reasons why it does seem like this is somebody's staged operation of some kind for the police to stay back and let this happen. There's obviously an agenda at work, but good that you pushed them on back, because that means whatever they wanted to accomplish that day, they failed to accomplish.
Yeah, I saw that on Reddit that Antifa said they lost the Battle of Berkeley, so they even admit it too.
Oh well, good, absolutely good. I find it amazing that the police were disarming all of the pro-Trump supporters. Including things like pepper spray, but the Antifa were allowed to come on in with what sort of weapons did they have?
Well, there was a perimeter, the plastic holy construction separation, like on sidewalks and stuff.
Yes,
they had that around the perimeter of the area where the Patriots Day free speech rally was. Outside of that. Apparently, I heard Antifa got a permit to have a picnic there. So they had like 5-6 people sit on a blanket, and they just tossed out plates, pretending like, they're doing a picnic or whatever. But there ended up being a couple of hundred Antifa. We were probably 3-1 out there. And it wasn't long before they hit a little plastic fence. They came across that. Police separated.
Okay, and, we're almost at the end of the segment here, and I've got one more question before you go. Were the M100s being thrown into the crowd from outside, or were the M100s somehow brought inside this disarmed zone and used there?
No, Antifa was not allowed in the disarm zone. They were completely outside.
Okay, so they were outside just throwing the M100s into the crowd. Okay,
yes. That. Yes.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. All right, well, John,
bottles.
Good job pushing them back here, but again, obviously, it is looking like this is some staged event, another George Soros special. But I'm glad that they didn't succeed in whatever it was they wanted to do. But I have a feeling they'll be back trying again. So be vigilant and be prepared. We're going to let you go here now because we've got to take our last commercial break of the show today. And we'll be back after. Okay, thank you very much for the phone call. Stay safe, and we'll be back after these commercials.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Tuesday here. And here's another article from Natural News, and this really cuts to the core of why things are the way they are. Brain-damaging vaccines, pesticides, and medicines generate nearly $800 billion, with a B, a year in medical revenues. And what they're talking about is there is a growing body of evidence that these medications are harmful. They're causing neurological diseases. And you don't need me to tell you that. Just keep your eye on those TV commercials because you're going to see all of these ambulance-chasing law firms saying, did you take this medication and suffer harm? But it's all driven by the money. We live in a country where the government says, yeah, it's okay to sell harmful medications, vaccines, pesticides, food additives. There was another article we ran on whatreallyhappened.com today where there is a known cancer-causing chemical in shampoos. And the government has told the manufacturers they don't even have to list it on the ingredients. Because if you knew there was a carcinogenic chemical in the shampoo, you would stop using it. And that would cut into the profits, and we can't do this. So anyway, the researchers over at the University of Washington examined 3,500 men and women ages 65 years and older and found those that used a particular class of drugs had higher odds of developing dementia than those who did not take the medicine. In other words, dementia is not a natural outcome of growing old. It is a toxic response to these medications. The researchers said patients who took the drugs for 3 years or longer had a 54% increased odds of developing the mental disorder. But it's making money. Don't you understand? Things that make money are good, and things that don't make money, that's bad. And that really is the crux of the problem. When you have an industry that has that much revenue being generated, they can afford the best lawyers, the best lobbyists. They can buy up the media. They can buy up the Congress. And they don't care about the people that they hurt. Story over at the Daily Mail. Young woman, 28 years old, started taking a new contraceptive pill, thought she had a migraine headache, but she actually had a blood clot on the brain. And she's lost her eyesight and the feeling on the right side of her face. 28 years old. And the medication is known to cause blood clots. Pay attention to those glitzy commercials for prescription medication, where there's that voice at the tail end that says, use of this medicine can do this. You should pay attention to that. And then ask how it is we live in a country where medicines that are that dangerous, that potentially are more harmful to you than the whatever illness is being cured, are allowed to be sold, let alone advertised on TV. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And until then, take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. It looks like the U.S. has blinked on North Korea, but there are plenty of other potential wars out there. We have to keep up the pressure. We want peace and prosperity for all, not just riches for the few. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.